Our gospel lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter. This is on page 812 in your Bibles, if you'd like to follow along. If you recall from the last couple weeks, as we're reading in the Gospel of Mark, he does not have any of the stories about Jesus being born. He just kind of starts right in with Jesus as an adult. And so last week he called his disciples to follow him, and then this is immediately what happened next. Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed and kept asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? Oh God, open our eyes to see you, our ears to hear you, our minds to know you, our hearts to love you, and our hands to serve you. Amen. Remember that bumper sticker? It probably started up in the 60s. Question authority. I think I still see them today. And we are living in a time when questioning authority is quite the thing. We hear about the breakdown of authority in all sorts of places, in our homes, in the halls of politics, in classrooms, and even religious officials. This question of authority is at the center of today's reading from the Gospel of Mark. And immediately on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. I wonder, what did they sense in Jesus' presence? How did they recognize this authority? And what was so compelling about it? Well, we're told it was his teaching. He taught as one who had authority, it says. So what is this great teaching that astonished Jesus' hearers? Well, interestingly, we don't know. Not a word of his teachings is remembered here in Capernaum. Whatever it was that so astonished the people did not get recorded. Sure, there are other places where we do hear and know what Jesus is teaching. In some Bibles, everything that Jesus said is in red print. You may have seen those Bibles. But not here. In fact, it's rather odd that in Mark's gospel, where Jesus is called teacher over and over, by the disciples, by the crowds, by the Pharisees, very few of Jesus' teachings are actually remembered. There's no sermon from him like the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew. We don't have all those great parables from Luke, the parable of the Good Samaritan, the parable of the prodigal son. None of that appears here. And we will never know what he actually taught at this moment in Capernaum. We only know how he taught, as one with authority, not like the scribes. Well, and that too is rather odd, because you'd think the scribes in the synagogue would have authority. After all, they are the ones who are writing down the words. They're writing the sacred scriptures to pass them down through the generations. They would have known and had the authority of their tradition. the prestige, maybe, of religious leadership in those days, but somehow Jesus taught with an authority that surpasses all of this. So what sort of authority is this? Well, suddenly we're interrupted by a madman right there in the middle of the service, perhaps in the middle of the sermon. We hear a wild voice, disruptive, crazy. Where were the ushers? Who let this guy in? And he says, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth?" Shouting, he's drowning out the preacher. "Have you come to destroy us?" Us. This is one person speaking, but he says us. Multiple personality disorder, perhaps? Possible? "I know who you are, Holy One of God." Well, the preacher puts down his sermon, and leaving the text behind, he confronts the man, or rather the voice. "Be silent and come out of there." And the unclean spirit, crying with a loud voice, leaves the man. You see, in Mark's gospel, Jesus himself is the content of the teaching. The authority is not in the particular speeches he makes, but in his particular life. Jesus lived as one who had a radical authority different from the tradition that he was in, different from what was expected of him. And we get a glimpse of this when we look at the word authority in the original Greek. The word is exousia, ex, out, like exit, you go out of room, ex, and ousia is the word for being, for personhood. So his authority is out of his being. His authority is not coming from his station or his position, but from his being, who he is. And so to understand this, we must not only listen to him, but we must also watch him. And when we do, we see that Jesus is eating with tax collectors and sinners. We see Jesus healing on the Sabbath, silencing the scribes' objection to him, not with an answer, but with a question. He says, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill?" We see Jesus moved by the feisty faith of a woman who dared to argue with him for the healing of her daughter. We hear questions as a source of truth, and we hear Jesus admit the limits of his own knowledge. When Jesus was speaking about the end of the times, you know, the end of the age, and the disciples ask him, "Well, when is this going to be? You should know, you are the Son of God." He says, "You know what? Nobody knows when that's going to be. Only my Father in heaven knows that." He didn't know. At the end of his life, when he was brought before the councils of the religious elders and the powers of the state, Jesus' authority stands in silence. When Pilate is questioning him about who he is, he refuses to answer, and that silence really gets under the skin of Pilate. Even though they were pushing to get rid of him, Pilate was moved by the authority of this man who stood in silence. And so, as those who understand Jesus to be the greatest teacher, and even more to be our Lord, as one who has authority over us, we need to pay attention to this authority of his. So to be clear, Jesus' authority comes from who he is, the Holy One of God, and we know this because of what he does, not so much as from what he says. And here are three ways that Jesus manifests as the Holy One of God. First of all, Jesus is always moving towards inclusion rather than exclusion. More specifically, he includes people who have been excluded before. Those invited to Jesus' school include the tax collectors and sinners, poor widows and prostitutes, little children as models of the kingdom of God, and foreigners as models of the faith. And so we, as well then, judge ourselves and our church by this move towards inclusion rather than exclusion. Secondly, Jesus is manifest as the Holy One of God because he values persons, people, over rules or traditions. We see and hear this person-centered morality at every turn, but most clearly in Jesus' arguments with the religious leaders over the Sabbath laws and other written traditions. He asks them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to save a life? Because they would have said no to that. Another point, Jesus turned to his leaders and said, you are making void the word of God through this tradition which you hand on. Again, we must judge ourselves and our church by Jesus' insistence on valuing people over laws. And then thirdly, lastly, we judge ourselves by Jesus' acknowledgement of our and his human limitations. We want absolutes. We want authority to be telling us this or this. But Jesus' authority was in admitting that he did not know and that only God knows. In our desire for things to be clear and simple, we set up opposites or extremes rather than taking time to explore the gray area or the spectrum in between the extremes. Too often, we don't have room for the possibility of more than two answers. We would rather check true or false than have multiple choice. But Jesus stands with us in the midst of things, promising to be present with us as we struggle together for faithful answers. When we can acknowledge that our human understanding is not the same as God's, that we don't have all the answers, that only then may we come to believe that the Holy Spirit, which dwelt in Jesus, will lead us as well to knowing the truth and what is right for us. Jesus' authority cannot be contained on a bumper sticker. It can't be reduced to a slogan or a tract because Jesus himself is the content of his teaching. And so we must pay attention to his whole life and even listen to the silences. Then and only then will we be faithful to God's call on us. Jesus must be our primary authority in all things. The story goes about an army man who had been a heavy drinker for 35 years. He had a vicious and hot-headed temperament even as he rose through the ranks and became a colonel eventually. Then he had an encounter with Christ and his whole life changed. One day he was speaking before a group of medical professionals. He told them of how he'd had this dramatic personality change and how he was now sober and clean where he had once been out of control, how he was now kind and considerate where he had once been severe and cruel, and how he was now concerned more for others when he had once been only selfish and self-serving. Well, a psychiatrist in the audience who believed that personalities are really firmly set early in life so that a change like this to your deepest core is just not possible. And so he protested the colonel that at his age, a person could not have had such a radical transformation. Well, replied the colonel, that may be true, but I am under new management. I answer to another authority, the highest and truest authority there is. Under new management. What a profound thing for the colonel to say. I think that too often we get our management principles confused. We either don't listen for what the boss is telling us to do, or we don't do it the way we have been shown, or we simply dismiss the boss completely. To be faithful as the body of Christ, everything we do as a church needs to be measured by these three authorities of Jesus: inclusive, valuing people, and humble. Those of us who saw the movie about Martin Luther this week, think of Luther as an example of one who was inclusive of everyone. He wanted everyone included in the church and able to read the Bible, how he valued people more than anything else, and also how humble he was, knowing that his God was God and that he was always serving him. As those who are under new management, we need to run all of our good ideas about how we operate as a church, how we spend our time, how we prioritize things with our money through these three questions. Are we including everyone? Are we valuing people over things? And are we caring for others more than ourselves? May our answers always and only be yes, yes, and yes. Amen.